Please pray with me. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of being able to gather with one another today. We thank you, God, for the gift of your word spoken to us, and ask that by the power of your Spirit, we would have open hearts and minds able to discern what it is that you would teach us this day. To this end, God, I ask that you would test our hearts and our minds, that the meditations that we bring forward may be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Over the last two Sundays, we have examined how both using the words of the church as well as our own words might help us to encounter the Lord in friendship, that is, through prayer. Today we consider one of the dimensions of prayer that is practiced both ritually and extemporaneously by the church, that is, the ministry of intercession. These are prayers where we come before God on behalf of others, and others reciprocating this lift us up to the Lord as well. In addition to our individual petitions on our own behalf, I would wager that for most of us, these prayers of intercession are some of the ones that are most frequently practiced within our lives of prayer. However, I also find that these prayers of intercession are fraught with confusion, with guilt, and with a sense of impotency. So should we ask for and or offer intercessory prayer? Beginning with a biblical perspective, humans are regularly encouraged to intercede for others before the Lord. Abraham, for example, intercedes for Sodom on behalf of Lot. Moses regularly intercedes for the Hebrew people in their exodus so that the Lord might go with them into the promised land. And then following that, the ministry of the priesthood is raised up to intercede for the people through sacrifice in tabernacle and temple. In fact, the spiritual writer Richard Foster observes, intercessory prayer is priestly ministry. And one of the most challenging teachings of the New Testament is the universal priesthood of all Christians. As priests appointed and anointed by God, we have the honor of going before the Most High on behalf of others. And surely the New Testament affirms the continuation of this priestly office of prayer. Not only do we see that Jesus and his disciples regularly pray on behalf of others, we also hear Paul write in our passage from 1 Timothy, "I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people." Likewise, the Apostle James, brother of the Lord, writes, "Pray for each other so that you might be healed." These admonitions to intercede are exceedingly common throughout the letters and the writings of the New Testament. However, even with this biblical witness affirming intercessory prayer, I find that many of us remain confused by what exactly is happening when we bring our requests before God. Are we changing God through our prayers, or is it that we ourselves are being changed? Do we simply express what it is that we hope for from God, placing our trust in the Lord to take care of us, or are we supposed to partner in some way with the Lord in bringing about the things that we pray for? Aren't Jesus and the Spirit the intercessors for all of humanity who already know what is within our hearts, so why should we pray at all? When we pray for others, Is that simply a cop-out for not really being able to do something to help them? Are our prayers actually accomplishing anything at all? With these sorts of questions spinning about, is it any surprise that we might feel some apprehension regarding our priestly ministry of intercessory prayer? I would wager that our confusion is derived from not knowing what prayer accomplishes before God, especially with Christ as our mediator. Our guilt arises from telling people that we're going to pray for them and maybe not quite following through with it with the same level of diligence that we would hope that they might pray for us, and then wondering whether or not there's something else that we can do to offer help. And our sense of impotency comes out of feeling like prayer might just be wishful thinking that doesn't really do anything to improve people's lives. Beginning with our confusion, we within the Reformed tradition tend to believe that God already knows everything, that God is in control of everything, and that God is eventually going to bring about what God desires to be done in all of the earth. And we even have these assurances supported with passages like 1 Timothy, which tells us that Christ is going to be the sole mediator between humans and God. And then there's Romans 8:26, which says that the Spirit is constantly interceding for us in accordance with the will of the Father. So what do our intercessions do, and why should we offer them? But maybe I should reframe that statement just slightly. It is exactly because Christ Jesus is the sole mediator between humans and God, and because the Spirit is constantly interceding for us in accordance with the will of the Father, that we must practice the ministry of intercession. Much like how Jesus is the sole teacher and authority over the church, yet has delegated certain members of his body to teach and to exercise authority in accordance with his teaching and his authority, so too are we who are in Christ to participate in the ministry of intercession. As noted earlier, intercession, it is a priestly ministry. And with Jesus as the high priest who empowers the priesthood of all believers, our offering intercession for one another and for all of the people of the world, as we're told to do in 1 Timothy 2:1, this is an extension and participation in what Jesus has always been doing on our behalf. That is, we demonstrate our trust in Jesus and what he has accomplished by partnering with him in this powerful work. We intercede for others exactly because we have faith that these intercessions are being heard through our one mediator between humanity and God. Second, any guilt that we might feel about the intercessory nature of our prayers is both revelatory and obscuring. It reveals to us where our prayer lives need to improve, and yet it does obscure the true power of prayer. We are often quite casual about both asking people to pray for us and telling them that we'll be lifting them up as well. Now, I know that I am guilty of this sometimes, offering assurance that I will take far too lightly, neglecting the very duty that I am obligating myself to when I tell someone that I will pray for them. Intercessory prayer is not about offering a hurried or half-hearted word to the Lord on someone's behalf, but rather it is a struggle and an act of diligence. Think of Jesus' strange parables on the nature of prayer when he says that praying is like repeatedly appealing to an unjust judge until you wear him down and he finally grants justice. Or perhaps going to a neighbor's house at night and rapping on the door until you wake them up and they give you the food that you need to host an unexpected guest. Now, yes, God desires to give life and blessing, but we will rarely see how God is acting and inviting for us to join within that action unless we are persistent in our prayers. Again, Richard Foster writes, "If we truly love people, we will desire for them far more than it is within our power to give them, and this will lead us to prayer. Intercession is a way of loving others." Intercessory prayer is an act of love over time. And much in the way that we don't feed our children only one meal and say to them, "You know, I love you, and that's why I gave you a meal today, but I'm going to leave you to fend for yourself for the rest of your life." No, we don't do that. Instead, our intercessions likewise need to be exercised for another person over time, because love doesn't give up after a single instance. It is something that must persevere. And because of this reality of intercessory prayer, we must recognize that we cannot intercede for everybody. Much in the way that you have limited financial resources and cannot address every ill that exists within the world, we also all have limited prayer resources. The energy and the focus and the passion and devotion that are needed for intercessory prayer, we can't offer them to everyone. And that is why intercessory prayer is a ministry of the church, and not just of the individual members who make it up. We must lift up some and trust the church universal to pray for those whom we cannot. This goes hand in hand with responding to how the Lord leads us in our intercessions to do everything within our power to help meet people's needs as we intercede for them. This is what James means when he talks about prayers for healing, forgiving, and transforming people. Sometimes the Lord will work a miracle apart from any human participation or involvement. However, it is much more common for the Lord to work a miracle through human hands. This is why earlier in James' letter he says, "Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes or food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm, and be well fed,' but does nothing for their physical needs, what good is it?" Our prayers must go hand in hand with our actions, for just in the way that our intercession is a partnership with Christ in his ministry of intercession, so too are we to partner with the Lord in carrying out the requests of the intercessory ministry that we bring. Lastly, the guilt that we feel about our impotency to address the real needs of people's lives speaks to how we obstruct the true power of prayer. Granted, when our intercessions for others are relegated to unfocused and inconsistent prayers that lack action in the world, it makes sense that we will become discouraged by prayers that seem to fail to yield results. However, when our prayers of intercession grow out of Jesus' own priestly ministry of intercession, when they are focused and concrete, when they are paired with our faithful action in partnership with the Lord, then offering prayer is one of the most powerful acts of love that we can give for another. As the Presbyterian minister Marjorie J. Thompson wisely observes, prayer is not a substitute for action. It is an action for which there is no substitute. Since prayer is an encounter through which we become friends with God, intercession is the act of bringing people, relationships, and all of the world before the Lord with full confidence that God will hear our requests. It is an action through which we attempt to discern what God's will is for these people, these relationships, for the world, and then discern how the Lord is empowering us to partner in action for bringing about what God desires, bringing about acts of God's grace. Intercessory prayer is anything but impotent, wishful thinking. It is an act of trust in that God is doing what God has promised to do through Jesus by the power of the Spirit. Intercessory prayer is partnership with God for putting the world aright. Now, I have only just begun to scratch the surface today in regards to the world of intercessory prayer, completely ignoring several important and fascinating facets and practices within this priestly ministry. So, in interest of time, I will only offer one prayer practice today for you to take into the week as homework. That is, I want you to take the insert that I have included within your bulletin and attempt the intercessory prayer process outlined there for just one person. Yes, you might pray for any number of people, but try limiting your focus to just one. Be specific in your prayers for that person. Be persistent in praying for that person. See what the Lord teaches you about how to partner with God in extending that person grace. And so, my friends, I pray that you will exercise this priestly ministry of intercession for others. Partner with the Lord in working for restoration in this world. Be empowered by the Spirit to boldly intercede, follow after Christ in blessing all people, both friend and foe alike, and work diligently to bring all of the people of the world into friendship with our God. Amen. Holy and gracious God, we thank you for entrusting us with the powerful ministry of intercession. God, through the work of your Spirit, teach us at all times the ways in which we ought to intercede. In partnership with your Son, may we carry forth this ministry so that all the world may enter into friendship with you. It is in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen.